Ah, that feels good now, to be fair. I think it's just rewards now for the effort the girls put in, you know, and I touched on it earlier on, you know, we had girls pulling into training and convoy on a Friday night at 9 o'clock when, you know, senior men's teams were pulling out, and they were there to a quarter past and half 11 some nights, because that's the nights they wanted to train, because they wanted all of the team there. And when you get a team prepared to make that type of commitment, they have to get the just rewards, and I think they got them today.
Yeah. And the occasion didn't faze them whatsoever, because we know that these girls have come through a lot of big games. The likes of Terman won in All-Ireland. You had the younger girls who have won basically All-Ireland and provincial medals at different age groups. So the occasion of an Ulster final didn't faze these girls, and they started to take a grip of the game early on in the first half.
I felt, to be honest, you know, we were always in control of the game. I know maybe we got a wee bit jittery towards the end there, but look, we were probably far enough ahead of that I didn't think, unless we conceded a goal, we weren't going to lose it. Look, we're blessed. We have a great mix of girls. You have six or seven girls there in from Germany, you know, who have been through them all, with Francie Freeland, who won an All-Ireland, and, you know, there's a streak up there, backbone now, which is hard to whack. And you have other girls there, you know, Yvonne McMonagall and Katie Hearn, and, you know, Niamh Higgerty, that have been about a long time, and they've won an Intermediate All-Ireland in 2010, you know. So when you take that mix of experience along with the youth, you know, and the girls that played in the under 21, like, you know, today was another game, and that's what we tried to tell them. Play the game, not the occasion, and in my book, they absolutely did.
Yeah, and goals are crucial. Scores, of course, in football matches, but in particular in ladies' games, and when you got those goals, it was a real, real shock to Monaghan when they appeared.
Yeah, look, I watching the game now, I watched the game from the stand, and I went down after 25 minutes, and I could see Monaghan starting to say that, you know, this wasn't the way this was supposed to pan out, and you could see, maybe panic's too strong a word, but you could see now it wasn't working for them, and they weren't sure what they needed to do. We got the first couple of scores at the start of the second half, that settled them, and then, of course, we got the two goals. The first one was maybe a wee bit fortunate, you know, it looked over the goalkeeper's head, but, you know, you have to be there to do that. And the second one, Geraldine, I mean, there was no way, she wasn't pulling out of that. She got up and she fisted it in, and I actually think we had a third goal. I'm quite convinced that Niamh Higgerty,
so are we,
goaled, and because the goalkeeper went into the net and picked the ball out, and yeah. I can't for the life of me understand why the boy only awarded a point. So look, I'm glad it doesn't come down to any controversy with that, but I think everybody thinks it was a goal. So look, anyway, look, yeah. It worked out okay.
But listen, at the end of the day, Donegal were certainly deserving winners here, and the better team on Ulster final day. And I've mentioned already to the couple of the girls that there's going to be a spring in the step now as you head to the quarterfinals of the All-Ireland.
Well, look, that's right. And look, you know, today the girls have told the girls to absolutely enjoy it, because they don't come along very often, and I'm sure they will. They'll certainly enjoy it tonight. They'll get a night off tomorrow night. We'll be back on Wednesday. They have club championship this weekend, but we'll be back at it, you know, the following week. I suppose that the trick now is, look, absolutely we have to enjoy it, but we can't get carried away. We have an All-Ireland quarter final to look forward to in 4 weeks now, and that's where my energy, my focus, and the players' energy and focus has to be now.
Is that a good break? Is that a good enough lengthy break for you, 4 weeks, do you think, David?
Some people might say it's too long. For me, I'm happy enough for the 4 weeks, because they've put in a huge shift, you know, over the last 4 months, and they probably need some degree of a break, and we'll ease it off maybe for a week now, you know, that we'll go back at it next week again. So no, I'm happy enough for the 4 weeks.
There's never any easy sides to draws, but you're meeting one of the qualifying teams. Does that take the pressure off slightly, any, does it, David?
No, I don't think so. Look, there'll be no bad teams in an All-Ireland quarter final, whether it be a qualifier or a provincial runner-up or somebody that's come through the loop. It looks as though it's probably going to be, in fact, it is either now going to be Armagh or Westmeath.
Yeah.
We beat Westmeath early in the year, and I beat them twice, actually, and Armagh, well, we know what happened during the league final, so look, no, there'll be no easy games now.
Yeah. Now, just back to the game today, and there's about 5 points in it, and in the end, did you think coming into this one, were you confident in yourself and the belief in the girls that you could lift the Ulster title? Was that there over the course of the last couple of weeks coming into this one, David?
You know, I'm a great believer in what your gut tells you. And you can have all the stats, and you can have all the this, and you can have all of that, but you have to go with your gut sometimes. And my gut only told me that we were going to win this game. I went through the two teams last night about half a dozen times, and I looked at all the scenarios, and I told the girls this. I just I wasn't being cocky, but I couldn't see how we were going to beat today unless we absolutely caved in, and I knew they weren't going to cave in, so I was always of the opinion we were going to win today.
Well, we're delighted that your gut was right. The performance of the girls, I know we could pick out a lot of individual performances, but the mix that you have with the youth and the young girls, we have to mention the forward lines because it's the scores won the matches, and the experience of Geraldine and Yvonne up the front in particular was what was telling today.
Aye, look, you know, old dog for the hard road, I always say, and that's right, and you need Higgerty coming in behind them, feeding them, but says I thought Amber Barrett had a tremendous game. She turned your woman time and time and time again today. And look, coming back through the field, Kitty Hearn had a tremendous game as captain today. We were forced to make a switch early on, and she stepped up into the middle of the field. And I would say it's the best game by a mile this year. Aoife McDonald does a sight run. She won the player of the match today, and rightly so, I think. But look, you could have picked any of them. And Therese McCafferty was just outstanding today, I felt, against Cora Courtney, who's, you know, three or four all-stars in her back pocket, you know.
Yeah, and just finally, you have been building towards this for a long time. Is there another couple of gears in these gears, do you think, David?
Well, if I'm being honest, I would say that's probably, we clicked today. I think that's probably our best performance. The girls got it right. We as a management team got everything else right, I feel, anyway. Is there another gear in them? Look, you know, winning's a great habit. That's all I would say, and we'll see what happens in 4 weeks' time now.
And it builds confidence. Listen, Davey, I know you want to get down to the girls. Listen, many thanks again for talking to Henry.
Right.
Many congratulations.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much.
You fully deserve it.
Okay, good man.